Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Man. So we get one nice day and then back to the bleh.
Yo, Ebro, I was telling Shawnee how I was humbled yesterday.
What happened?
Because I was out in the streets with my kid. It was nice outside. So on the way, thank God we were already like pulling over like to the crib. There was a lot of traffic, you know. So she gets car sick. And she tells me, Mommy, I don't feel good. Please hold me. So I was already about to get her out of the car, unbuckled her up, whatever. I hold her to hug her. Bro, I get three throw-ups back to back all over me. Like a movie. Like one, two, three. I was like, oh my God. I thought it was, we were done with this stage.
Yeah.
Yo.
But she doesn't get car sick all the time.
No. But, you know, I guess she did this time. I was with like, one of my best friends, Georgette. She was like, oh, my God. So at least she helped me clean up. But I was just like,
bro,
I felt like I was slimed. Disrespect all
smell.
Over me. Yo, and I was telling Shawnee that I'm dying because we had eaten. So she had chicken, like, you know, chicken fingers and french fries. So she kept telling me, Mommy, chicken and papitas. Like, oh, God. Ugh. I was like, I know I can smell it. Like,
oh, man. Vomit's the worst.
Oh, God.
Well, vomit throws me off more than doo-doo.
Yeah, you know, same. Same.
Unless it's like that real muddy doo-doo.
Oh, man.
The bubble gut doo-doo is different, but like regular doo-doo don't really bother me. But that vomit?
Bro, I was just like, wow, I thought we were okay. But no. And then I remember, I'm your mom. I get car sick all the time.
I was just about to say, she's just like a mom.
It's just different when it's on you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
When it's all over you. So, yeah, that was...
Well, at least you were close to home, not on your way out.
Yes, that's what I was telling Shawnee. Shawnee's like, thank God you weren't on your way out. I literally had just pulled over to go up, you know, to get to my crib. So, at least. But, whoa, boy. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's
time for the game that lives up to its name. We got Sully and Roland on the line for the lower number loses. Sully. Or Sully.
Sully.
How are you, Sully?
Hey, y'all, listen to y'all every morning. I'm good.
Well, thank you so much, man. We just be trying to have fun, get y'all to work on time with a little smile, talk about a few things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Roland's in here, too. Roland.
Good morning. How we doing?
Man, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Just hanging, man. Just, you know, coming off a good weekend. Enjoyed the weather yesterday. Getting ready for a few days of clouds and rain. They said it may flood around here on Wednesday. Or in the areas where it floods. How about that? It may flood.
Okay. Makes sense.
But yeah, today, this morning, some rain is about to happen. And then Wednesday night into Thursday, more rain. All day Thursday. So we got, you know. Yeah. Just keep thinking about yesterday. That'll get us through the week.
I mean, that was a nice weekend treat right there.
Man, that was beautiful.
Sun was shining, warm t-shirt, shorts.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Sully, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staffs?
Yeah, it's a fresh week, so I'm going to have to go with Laura. So
there you go. I can tell you listen a lot. You know, last week, I was doing my thing. Yeah, who knows what this week
let's
holds.
See,
that was
see.
Wrong. That was wrong. That's all right. Let's go, Laura. It's a new all week.
All right, Roland, I'm going to try to hold you down 60 seconds on the clock. Johnny with the question.
Question.
Let's play, Laura. Never lose it.
Here we go. All right. Glorilla announced which rapper? Ebro.
Glorilla announced Nicki Minaj taking on tour.
Probably, but incorrect. Glorilla announced which rapper is actually her cousin and they will be doing a song together.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. She said that Lil Uzi Vert is actually her real cousin.
Lil Uzi.
They're related.
Whose first number one single was?
Ebro.
Three.
Beyonce.
Incorrect. Number one single was Into the Groove.
Oh, I know.
Three, two.
It was Into the Groove.
One.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Madonna, man. Come on.
Into the Groove. Get into the groove. Yeah. Oh, God.
Which rapper just welcomed the fourth child?
Ebro. Rapper just welcomed the fourth child.
Three, two.
It could be anybody.
Oh,
one.
Man.
And
I don't know.
Which he actually delivered. Laura Stiles.
Which he did. Well, they were saying that Kodak Black, but I don't know if he delivered.
Kodak Black. Laura wins
there
with the shutout.
He delivered the baby?
Nice.
Kodak Blizzak. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Mama. Let me see. You got tickets to see
Shawn. I already knew you had this. I already knew it.
I thank you. Thank you for believing in me. But you got tickets to see Sean Paul May 9th at the Brooklyn Paramount. Tickets are until now. But you got them. Shout out to Live Nation.
Can I give a shout out to my brother? Today's his birthday.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Shout him out.
Brian from Brooklyn. Happy birthday, bro.
Is his name Brian from Brooklyn? That's kind of hard. That's his full name.
His bus was going past. I didn't want to get out the car yet.
No, it's good. I'm just playing. I'm playing. But if his name was Brian from Brooklyn, that's hard.
That's fire. Big up all Pisces.
Hang on, Brian, and Suli. Y'all hang on. And Roland, sorry, man. I wasn't click clacking today. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. What's happening?
All right. Look, coming up in the flashing lights report, Bob Marley, One Love, tops the box office again, breaking some records. So we'll talk about it coming up in the flashing lights report.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97. 97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Laura Stiles, you ready? Flashing lights time. Let's do it. Monday vibes.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
All right. So One Love has now entered the top 25 of most successful biopics. So I was looking at the list. Shawnee Culture sent this to me earlier. So like number one is Bohemian Rhapsody and then Straight Outta Compton is number two. But it's already One Love is number seven.
Wow.
Nice.
Which is pretty fire. Let me see. If you want to go down the other ones, Elvis is number three, Walk the Line 4, Rocket Man 5. Made? Yes. I can only imagine. But remember, it's biopics. It was number six and One Love is already.
Yeah, it's already biopics,
number seven.
Music.
No, this is, I mean, we've done a lot of made-up stats on this show.
music-based biopics of all time.
Yeah, so I think it's Elvis.
I mean, how many?
No, it's fine, but the money stuff is so loaded. It's not reflective anymore of popularity because the tickets are so expensive.
Right.
Even number one and two, those aren't. Bohemian Rhapsody at the top of biopics.
That just came out. That ain't even. Cool. It ain't better than Ray.
Straight Outta Compton.
No, stop.
It was cool.
It was good, but yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah, it's beating Ray and Walk the Line. It's crazy.
Walk the Line is good. Phenomenal. Ray is crazy. Bohemian Rhapsody's cool. I like it a lot. But yeah, whatever.
But big up to Bob Marley.
Yes,
right.
And I enjoyed One Love also.
Yo, this has been a news story since we started. Who would have guessed Bob Marley's movie is popular? Can you believe it?
The one movie who did kick butt in the box office was Dune Part 2. Are you guys Dune fans?
No. I watched Dune 1. I never read the books. Dune 1 left me like, what did I just watch? I'm going to end up watching Dune 2, I'm sure. But, yeah, I'm still like, huh?
You're confused. All right.
I mean, it's about Dune.
Yeah. I can't help you because I don't clearly don't either.
Because he saw it. He's
I saw
confused.
It. I don't even know what happened.
That's your Flash and Light report. Time is 7:02. Today's a high of 57 degrees. A little rain late tonight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
What's going on in the world? We might have the best audio since LL Cool J.
Say word.
Another
one? The question will be, is he bro, is it better?
It might be a rare opportunity where, you know, it's not even about is it better. We're just blessed to have both.
It's such a good point, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in a time right now where we don't have to choose. You don't have to choose.
No.
We can both of them is the answer. It's the them of audio.
Oh man. I can't wait.
Hang on, man. Congratulations, you played yourself. Plus, we also have Ride or Die, Curved. It's all coming up. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
WQHT FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. We together. The weather's trash-ish. It's warmer, though, than it has been, so we'll take that. 57, they're looking at as the high today. We got 50s most of the week as the high. We get towards the weekend. It's supposed to rain all weekend. It's going to rain today, tomorrow, Wednesday night, and Thursday. Friday looks sunny. But let's hopefully have forecast change. Hey. Changes. And hit me with the button for being so consumed with it. Like, what are you going to do?
You wear me out, yourself. Bro. I just try to be positive.
Really talk, hobby, playing yourself.
You'll understand one day, son. You'll play the weather game one day, son.
I hear it. I know. Everyone who has kids, you have to know. Because the activities, I hear it. I know. I'm just... Even today, you said it's trash, and I look outside. Literally, right now, I was just outside. It's literally just kind of nice outside,
well,
like warm temperature.
Yesterday was so amazing. That's why I'm calling today trash.
But that's why you know what? I like weather, but man, y'all humans and the weather, I just never you go crazy.
Well, you got to be prepared. I think it's just a preparation thing. No,
no, but even yesterday, just hearing people talk about yesterday. Don't get me wrong; it was nice to get outside and walk around.
Right.
But man, like I really do enjoy most days. Like if it's pouring rain, I enjoy things about that. If it's freezing, I enjoy some things about that.
So the weather doesn't affect your mood or day in any way.
I'm not saying in any way. I'm not superhuman. No, man, I'm just saying I don't go crazy.
He's just babbling, man. He just want to hate on something.
No, it's just
give him something to hate on. We'll figure something.
No,
we'll figure something for you to put your energy towards, man.
Oh my God, how can you believe it? It's 70 degrees. I've never seen weather like that. I mean, I've seen it. It was cool. God, everyone's calling me. Are you outside? Are you outside? Leave me alone.
The only reason you're negative about it is because everybody was having a good time. Anytime everybody's hype off something or happy about something, if it's an album, if it's a movie, if it's a restaurant, if it's a TV show, pick a thing.
It's not true.
Pick a thing.
It's not true. It's not true.
It's absolutely fact. Anybody that's been listening to the show for a long time.
No. What you're saying is fact about what I do. But what I'm saying is I can't be the only human being who every once in a while is like, can y'all calm down about the weather? Especially,
for sure.
And I'm, by the way, Ebro, I hold back. Every day you do 30 minutes on weather, and I just sit there and I go, hey, he's my special friend who needs his weather time. He needs weather time.
I feel like it's something that, as you can see with all the phone calls you got yesterday, it's something that people care about. I don't know if you know this. So my job is to maybe talk about things people care about.
Hey, you know what? Hit me with the button, man. You're right, weatherman. You play. But guess what? I came through on Saturday when I texted Ebro. I texted the group. I said, guys, life has changed. We thought we had one thing forever, and it would be alone. Mm-hmm. And that thing was when Joe Biden tried to talk about Hip Hop 50 and said this.
LLJ Cool J.
We didn't think that could get. We didn't think there'd ever be competition in that category, bro.
And we've had a lot of amazing audio from the next. From the next audio king. He's one of the kings. And congratulations, you played yourself.
Now I do want to say you'll notice when we play you this brilliant piece of audio, there is music in it, and that is because your man, the 45th president, Donald Trump. He's been playing music at his speeches. Like, he's got theme music running while he's speaking at times.
Oh, he's rocking.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's gone from comedy show to a concert. So that's what's in the background. But he was trying to talk, Ebro, I believe, about Russia and terror threats and things of that nature. And instead, art came out.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat your...
What?
So good. Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat your.
But the difference is, there's an important difference. Biden, his is like, I forgot what I'm going to say. I'm trying to find a word to get to the next thing. Donald Trump sounds like he legitimately relieved himself on stage before he hits that last.
Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat your.
Yo, listen. Wow. Trim this up for me. I need this audio trimmed up to just Will Ribbiduk. Because when we're about to play commercials, I'm going to say, hang on, everybody. Will Ribbiduk. So it's like, we'll be right back.
Will Ribbiduk. That's close.
It's got to, like, you know, it's got some scenic music in the background, some dramatic
music. It also, you know how I like to talk about during the Guru's frogs lily pads. Listen, it's kind of like he says ribbit also.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat
It's very zen.
Now, do you see some of this parody song?
Yeah, there is a song connected to this. The internet is fast.
Let's see. Well, the internet...
will repeat
Well, now there's a whole verse.
I just want the hook. Make him say, "Will Ribbiduk."
God.
It's good time.
Yeah, shout out to Ribbiduk.
And shout out.
I hit the button.
Shout out to the listen, man, we have a lot of audio of Trump saying ridiculous things. I call Biden the gaff master. It's just a good time that both of these 80-year-old gentlemen have to get to a microphone often and say things that are just nonsensical. They make no sense at all. It's a good time.
Ribbiduk.
Laura, what you got on your list today?
I know Rosenberg saw this, but there's a high school, Deer Creek High School in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So it went viral over the weekend because a video of a fundraiser held at the school just popped out online. It's bizarre. It involves, students licking peanut butter off each other's toes.
What?
It was a fundraiser it was for a local coffee shop that supports individuals with special needs. So when you first read about it, you're like, okay, great cause. Except who in their right mind thought that this was how you're going to raise money? Disgusting. So parents finally were like, what is this? And called cops. And authorities got involved. But bro, what? I just don't. How could you think that this is a great way to raise money? We can just have a contest where students lick peanut butter off each other's toes. What?
Sounds
wrong. Sounds wrong. Like,
yes.
Gross.
Whose idea was this?
Whoever's responsible for this gets this big button.
I need Will Ribbiduk. And I also just need the Listen to how good the is.
No, it's satisfaction is what it is.
Wow.
Let me hit.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will Ribbiduk.
He's almost on key with the chords in the back.
So. I know. It's musical.
Yo, I didn't know he was this talented. No wonder people are voting for this guy in droves.
No wonder people are basically blind followers of his cult. It's because they hear the...
First things first, congratulations. A real congratulations to the New York Knicks. An important win over the Cavs. But man, when Jalen Brunson went down last night... All I heard was
congratulations.
Congratulations! You played yourself, man.
Congratulations!
You played yourself.
Yeah, but it's good news. It's just—they're calling it just a knee contusion. But with the amount of injuries that my New York Knicks have, it definitely is starting to feel like this.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia.
No, congrats.
It's just congratulations. You played yourself.
Because the Will Ribbiduk is not set up right yet.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Saudi Arabia and Russia in there at the same time.
But it all worked out. It turns out supposedly just a knee contusion.
Well, for Jalen Brunson. Josh showed up last night with like 20 rebounds or something. He had 15 points, 20 rebounds, and like 12 assists or something crazy. An ill triple-double.
Yeah, thank goodness it was just a contusion, supposedly. The way Brunson fell down didn't look like a knee contusion, but they're going with bruised knee.
The way Brunson fell down looked like Wolverine-Baduk.
It definitely
looked like it.
Hey, by the way, if you're going to speak NBA, bless you, Laura, you got to hit the button on the Warriors. Celtics dropped a casual 52-point win on the Warriors yesterday on national TV.
Yo, what's up? About 50 in the first half.
Yeah, good night and good luck. That was quick. You played yourself. And a real congratulations to Caitlin Clark, who passed Pistol Pete Maravich for the Division I scoring title.
The most points scored by a college basketball player, men or women. Caitlin Clark.
That's right.
On her way to be the number one draft pick in the WNBA. For sure.
Yeah, and become, honest, most powerful, popular, maybe impactful player we've seen in the WNBA. This lady's selling out arenas. Travis Scott showed up yesterday to watch Caitlin Clark play. Like, people are showing up to sit front row to watch Caitlin Clark play.
It's a good time.
So that was pretty cool. No, you played yourself. Just congratulations.
There you go. Wrap this segment up. We're done.
Monday. Congratulations.
We're just getting warmed up. Yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
We got E. Styles stepping in. Cast One went somewhere. I don't know where he's at. E. Styles is on the set today.
Dominican Republic.
DR.
Went down to DR.
Que lo que? Yeah.
Went down to check on his ancestors.
Pretty much. Talking to the ancestors?
Check on the elders.
Yeah, he's with
check
the
on the elders. Oh, elders.
Definitely with the elders.
There he is.
And Ribbiduk.
What they call it Campo when they go down there, right? Don't they go going down to El Campo?
Well, it depends where your family lives. Like, if you live in the sticks, then yes, they call that El Campo when it's, you know.
I think he always calls it El Campo, but he might just be chatting. I don't know if he's serious. But anyway, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, 97 minutes. Commercial-free music. Curbs is going to happen next, and we'll bring in DJ John so we can sing along with the kids and the family and win surprises and all that. Thank you for listening. I want to show you how.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's called Curve, people. AJ.
Yo, yo, what it is?
You went on a date with Cynthia.
Yeah, man.
How many dates?
Two.
How was it?
It was flawless. It was beautiful.
At what point after the second date did you stop hearing from Cynthia?
Just a couple days after, you know, I was trying to make the next plan. And no response, man. I just sort of threw me off, you know?
Did you hit her multiple texts?
Nah, that wasn't me. I sort of took the hint. I mean, I shot her a couple texts, but I tried to back off after that. What I saw was just a little bit of a culture shock. I think what's normal for me might not have been normal for her.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. You know? What? Okay, hold up. Stop right there.
Like what?
You know, stretch limos coming to pick you up. Going to places like Rainbow Room, that's a place you want to be. Maybe not everybody can just hang out there, but I thought it would be beautiful.
And how often do you ride around in limos? Just
if I need to pick someone up or have someone picked up, then that's my preference.
All right. Let's call Cynthia. Now, Cynthia agreed to come on, AJ, but she doesn't know you're going to be on the phone, all right?
Oh, Lordy. All right.
Hello?
Cynthia.
Hey.
It's Ebro from Ebro in the Morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And we have Laura Stiles and Rosenberg also.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, what's up?
So you went on a date with AJ. You agreed to come on and talk to us about it. Why didn't you hit him back after the two dates?
Good question.
The two dates was all right, but it was so extra. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He shows up in this, like, money green, like, stretch limousine.
Wow. Now I see the problem. Money green.
And I'm sitting here like, no, this can't be real. Like, you know, what am I about to get myself into?
Maybe he's just being, maybe you were thinking maybe he's just being funny and, like, you know, goofy.
I honestly thought it was a joke. I couldn't believe that the car was here for me. I was like, nah, you must have somebody else on Cynthia. He's like, no, this is you. You know, this is dude AJ. Yeah, he's waiting in the car. I'm like, okay. He takes me in the limousine. He's got champagne. It's at the works or whatever. And we pull up to the restaurant, which is, you know, the Rainbow Room.
So was it the limo or was it the restaurant?
Well, it was everything. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I don't know if you do this for every day, but like...
And were you thinking he was trying too hard or you just don't like that lifestyle?
He's trying way too hard. Like, okay. I mean, if you like, you know, a baller or something like that, or you like a high-end celebrity or a sugar daddy or whatever you want to be. But
sounds more like a sugar daddy with a green limo. True.
For like a regular ass first date.
You went on two dates, so was the second one the same? Same thing?
The second date is the same thing. He shows up, picks me up in the same limo, and takes me to one of the, I think, like the second top-rated restaurant in New York. Like, I'm sitting here like, dude, you don't even know me. This is so much for somebody that you just met.
All right, well, Cynthia, we have AJ on the line.
Hey, Cynthia.
Oh. Hey.
Okay, I'm glad you were honest. I'm glad you were honest.
But I don't mean no harm, bro. It was just way too much. Or like, you were just flossing, like, way too hard. And it was like, I don't need all that, you know? If you cool, dude, you got a great personality, like...
I'm so sorry that it came off wrong to you. I was trying to emphasize basically the way you make me feel immediately. When I saw you, saw your profile, saw the way you look. I mean, you look like a walking hallelujah.
I can't.
You look like...
You look
like the
He's
reason I
this.
Believe again in
He's closing
things
He's doing
that,
good
are,
here.
That are deeper than money.
He might be a real pimp in real life.
Honestly.
money doesn't mean anything to me. So I can give it away. Yeah, I might have been flaunting too much. But I also wanted you to know that, yeah, it can't be no regular ass date with me.
Facts.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Spit that, my G. Spit that.
Wow.
I can't. Straight at
that. That's all I'm trying to say.
Talk that talk.
Wow. Like,
I can't.
Cynthia, would you go on another date with AJ?
Because I'm really a regular ass girl, you know, and I look, I appreciate all the compliments and stuff. But, you know, you just tone it down just a bit. Like, yeah, you know, I would totally be willing to do it again. Like,
so
damn,
how about,
I don't know.
How about next time? I'll pick you up in the money green and we'll just go for a walk through the park.
No, well, how about you leave the money green? Like, how about sell? How about this? Sell the money green. How about this? Take it to a junkyard, get rid of it forever. You don't need a money green limo.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@ebrointhemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Remember, Laura, I think you covered this, but I don't know if it's really gotten coverage. Remember the whole migrants attacked the NYPD thing in Times Square? Remember that?
Yes.
I feel like you covered the fact that it was revealed that the police attacked the migrants first.
I think we might have talked about this off the air, but there was a I saw it on Twitter. There was people saying that the body cam showed that the police officer was kind of instigating, but I don't remember.
I thought you could, because I was going through some stuff yesterday, and I remember there was a whole thing because the whole story was some migrants had attacked some NYPD officers in Times Square. Mm-hmm. The migrants got arrested. The migrants then went to court, and the judge let the migrants go. And everybody was like, see, this is what's going wrong. You know, they're just letting these people go, blah, blah, blah. And everybody was like, well, maybe there's more to the story. Because obviously the judge knows something that we don't. The NYPD unions, the media, everyone, the migrants. Scare. Come to find out, the reason the judge let the migrants go is because the NYPD officer was the antagonist and attacked the migrants first.
What?
You heard me.
I mean, it doesn't sound far-fetched because we know how police officers do. But what was the officer doing?
Why was he antagonizing migrants in Times Square and it turned into a kerfuffle? I don't know that part.
Interesting.
Yo, man, it's like the buzzword leading into the election year.
Oh man, they love it.
By the way, what does the word migrant mean? Why does it feel like if you come from a lot of places you're an immigrant, but when you come from certain places in a certain way you're a migrant? Is there like a technical thing I'm missing?
It seems like you're a migrant when you're like walking or entering a nation without proper invitation or legal, you know, means.
That makes you a migrant
without crossing water. You've migrated.
No, I think no, but we could run our Googles.
Yeah, maybe there is an actual.
I bet you if you
thing.
Typed in what is the difference between
is it replacing illegal immigrant? Is that what it's meant to do?
A migrant
and an immigrant.
The word migrant refers to someone who moves to other places in search of work or better living conditions. The word immigrant refers to those who have moved to foreign countries permanently for work or better living conditions. It can be used both as a noun and an adjective.
That sounded really similar.
Yes, it's very similar, but I guess migrant refers to someone who moves to other places in search of. And then immigrant refers to those who have moved permanently. So migrants still looking around.
We don't know where they're going to land. Okay.
They don't know where they're going to land. They're just looking.
Got it. Okay.
Just trying to figure it out. Call right now, 800-223-9797, so you can figure it out and figure out how you're going to stump DJ John. Yeah. He's got prizes, too. Oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
Yo, John.
Hey.
Yo, you check our Knicks last night. It was a big win for our Knicks.
Big win. Big win. Strong, too.
Yeah, man. New York's team.
I'm feeling good after hearing the results and
the prognosis.
Prognosis of Brunson's knee.
So
yeah, I'm feeling good. Can't wait for the other guys to come back, you know, Randall and company. So we should be looking good by the beginning of April.
Well, and the Cavs and I think the Cavs and the Knicks were tied in the East for record wise. Maybe the Knicks were ranked higher, but that was an important win last night for the Knicks. Very important. Yeah.
National TV against the Cavs, really good.
Word.
Those Rosenberg Celtics, though, the shellacking they laid down on the Warriors was different, bro.
Different.
How's it feel to be a fan of the best team in the NBA right now?
It's nice, man, but I have to admit, I've gotten used to them being among the best or second best in the league during the regular season. So now you kind of, you're just always waiting. But I will say 10 and over their last 10. I mean, it is what you want. You know?
It is what you want. Now, yeah, because you guys have come up short. You guys haven't won a chip with Brunson and Brown Tatum. Tatum.
Nope. Never happened. So I'll be thrilled if they get there. But they're a hell of a team, man.
This is the year to do it, by the way. Yeah. I mean, wow, obviously wide the Nuggets stand in your way. The Clippers could click clack.
Yep. Knicks.
But in the East, there's nothing right now. I'm sure the Bucks would be a challenge. The Knicks.
Cleveland's good. Knicks are good.
The Knicks, if they're healthy, definitely somebody.
If the Sixers got Embiid back, but who knows? I don't think they will.
I don't know. I don't see it for the Sixers. I don't know. I don't see it.
I mean, currently the number one team in the West is actually the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a weird year, man. Go win the title this year.
Yo, that kid they got, though, is ball. They got pieces over there at OKC. They got one of the best players in the NBA.
Apparently, they're doing pretty well.
John, what are you giving away when they stump you with a question? We got Shalima, is on the line.
Tickets to see Offset during his Set It Off tour. Actually, that's crazy. It's a crazy name for a tour. Set It Off tour at the Palladium Times Square on March 14th. Tickets on sale now. Made hot by Live Nation.
Yo, shout out to my boy Offset putting tours together now. Had a successful album. Gave us some tickets. Yo, man, we're going to play a new song off Offset's album. This is what I like to see. Came by for an interview. Put out an album. Had some hit songs. Now made sure we had tickets to give away for the tour.
And directed the new Cardi B video.
Did he?
There you go. Yeah.
So clearly they're still good in some way, shape, or form. Shalima, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today, this fine Monday?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. How important is weather in your life?
It's okay for my kids. For my sanity, is okay.
Got it. Okay. So it's pretty important. I got a text from a family member after Rosenberg was trying to act like weather wasn't important, saying that weather is important. But
I didn't say that. I didn't say it wasn't important.
She's got to figure out how to get three boys to school every day. So weather's damn important to her. Plus soccer and all the other shenanigans, and karate, dance, all the things you got to figure out.
It's very important.
Right.
I agree.
Okay, Shalima, your question for DJ John.
So how many Foot Locker stores are in the United States?
How many Foot Locker stores are in the United States?
You got this.
There was a bunch that got closed, that shut down.
Ooh, so the numbers changed.
Yeah, the numbers changed.
Shalima, you work at Foot Locker?
No. This was my son's question.
Okay, shout out to your son. Good question.
Well, we don't know the answer. Cause I'm just saying. I'm going to give it a good 150 stores.
150 stores, Foot Locker. Shalima, the answer is?
Hold on, I'm gonna ask him
because
I don't even know.
Oh, come on.
What?
Cool,
Jay. Okay, 59.
No, you're wrong, DJ John. Shalima, you getting the tickets? You going to see Offset to Set It Off tour? Where's it at, John?
Okay.
At the Palladium Times Square.
Palladium Times Square. More doing the small venues. I like that too. Yo, this guy Offset's getting it right. Don't go out here and play yourself trying to do an arena tour before it's your time. Shalima, hang on.
Okay, thank you.
And tell your son we said thank you for playing the game.
I love you.
Oh, wait, hold up.
What?
Phone is LLJ Cool J. Let's just put her on hold, man.
I know.
According to Google, is a total of 800. Well, I was wrong anyway. 894 Foot Locker locations as of April 26, 2023.
What she said? What did he say?
Thank you for that.
Maybe I thought she said 59, but yeah, maybe she said 859. Either way, you were wrong, John. You're wasting our time.
Let's talk about weather instead. Let's move on.
Sorry. Laura Stiles, what you got coming up?
Coming up in the Flesh and Lights report, Drake is out here really taking care of his fans. And in his recent concert, I mean, this is a lot of money that he is, that he promises to put up for this. So I'll tell you everything that's happening coming up in the Flesh and Lights report.
E. Stiles. 97 minutes, commercial free. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg. Monday vibes.
They say she get it from her mama. I'ma say you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You think Selassie feels some type of way, my newborn that I haven't posted her on the internet? You think she's tightening up? She's like, yo, dad, what's good? We got some great pics. You need to post it.
Definitely not.
You think she's chilling? She ain't worried about it?
I can confirm that.
You think Selassie's the type that's like, yo, I ain't even into IG like that, dad. Leave me off the internet.
Probably, but if so, hit her with the button, because let me tell you one thing her dad doesn't do. Lay off the internet. That ain't happening.
Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Oh man, Drake stopped by the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, and during an exchange with the crowd, he learned that a fan needed help paying for the mortgage on her parents' house, and she'd been struggling with it since her parents passed away. So I guess he gave her the bill. He's like, this is the bill. It was 100. He's like, that's 160 bands. But he's like, but I'm going to pay for it out of pocket. I got you. That's a very generous thing to do.
That's beautiful. It's amazing.
What's wrong with
you? Yeah. I mean, it is.
That's so dope. $160,000. Imagine being a fan, going to a Drake concert, and he's like, all right, man, I got you. I'm going to take care of this.
No, it's amazing.
That's crazy. $160,000?
$160,000. Yeah, I guess she handed him the bill, and he was like, yo, my parents passed away, and this is what I'm dealing with. And he's like, all right, I'm going to take care of that.
That's very nice.
Wait, maybe I missed something. It came out of nowhere, or there's like a history here?
I mean, the video that we saw, look, people were arguing, I'm like, are these plants? But they were saying, the video shows the person in the concert, he just kind of handed Drake the bill. And I think he wrote a note saying, yo, my parents passed away and I've been struggling to pay for this. Can you help me?
Listen, didn't he donate a bunch of money too around the God's Plan? Remember that video Rosenberg was hating on? That was the last time Rosenberg and Drake had beef.
Yeah, it's true. And he did. He sent kids to college then. I think he gave them.
He did a lot of great things during that
so
video.
So, yeah, Rosenberg, you're a bad guy. Drake's a great guy. Great story, Laura.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, you know, imagine though. I'm trying to imagine a world in which one would go to a concert of the artist they love, regardless of what they're going through in life, and bring a bill with them.
Now, let me shoot my shot.
It
should
be
noted that Drake's a great guy for doing this because there's a lot of wealthy, wealthy people who need to find ways to write off the money that they make and get, you know, tax breaks. One of the ways to do that is to buy, buy things. So a lot of people, they buy boats to get write-offs. They buy planes to get write-offs. They buy buildings to get. They do a lot of stuff. But another way to get tax write-offs is to donate. And so hopefully, I wish more rich people did, donate exorbitant amounts of money instead of buying a bunch of boats and planes and things like that. So it's good that Drake's doing this because it will be a good tax write-off. And it goes to something.
So you're saying, real quick, I just want to get the headline right. Ebro says Drake's act of kindness was not about kindness. It was actually about tax purposes.
That's not what I said.
I want to get the headline right.
I said choices. No, don't try to. No, just because you hate it on God's plan, don't try to drag me. I'm just articulating so the audience understands that rich people have choices. They can buy things and get tax write-offs, or they can donate and get tax write-offs. They have a choice.
Way cooler
and
to donate.
To donate is the right thing to do and a lovely, amazing thing to do.
Completely agree.
But and by the way, it wasn't me, bro. That $160,000 is getting written off.
Oh, there you go. And then Hip Hop DX just taking that part. They're taking just that part.
That's your Flash of the Light report. Time is 8:03. Today is a high of 57 degrees. Rain late night tonight. And alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, coming up, have you ever gotten a $160,000 donation from a rapper? We want you to call in.
HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Oh, you?
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, clouds and things for the next few days. Rain is going to come in and out. It's not a good. It's not what you want after what we had yesterday, which was a beautiful day. Listen, we're talking about movies right now because Dune is a popular movie. Laura, you were telling me Dune is doing numbers out here right now.
Dune 2, yeah. It's like huge. It was number one in the box office over the weekend.
I need somebody to call and explain to me what I saw in Dune, the first part. Because the movie ended, I was like, all right. And everybody's like, oh, well, there's going to be another part. But I don't even know. I have no idea what's going on. And so then Griff chimes in because Griff on the show, he remembers all the characters' names in Game of Thrones. Yes. He reads all the books. He's reading the Dune book right now. He said he's on chapter 7, and he's still confused.
Griff is the one that we ask when we need clarification. You know, like, so explain to us what happened during this episode, and he'll break it down.
Well, if you watched the movie recently and you still don't know what happened after it was all over, we want to hear from you. Because especially one of these big blockbusters, that's one of the most annoying things. Is you watch it, you're like, that's how it ended? You know what I was like that with? The first two seasons of White Lotus on that HBO Max.
Oh, at the end, you were just kind of like, eh.
At the end, I was like, wasn't somebody supposed to die? Or something?
But
no, she died in the third one. The older lady died on the third one.
That was the second one.
Or was it the second
one? Yeah. Two.
Yeah, there's no third one.
Oh, so there was the second one. There you go. Boom.
The third one.
But you followed.
I followed it, but followed it just felt incomplete.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I started Shogun this weekend. I'm caught up with Shogun. Yeah. It's on Hulu. I very much enjoyed it, but I'm not going to hold you. The level of sort of closed captions, I have to like, when I'm reading that hard, the concentrating, following a story with, it's just hard, man. Some of y'all nerds are just different at following your nerd stories, and I can't follow the nerd stories that well. Like, I needed help with Game of Thrones. I need help with Shogun. Well, so like, these nerd stories are hard.
You do know you can switch on your thing. You can switch it to where it has the English overdub. You don't
have to watch subtitles. I think I'm doing that. I think I'm going to. At first, I wanted to. Go ahead, Laura.
What language is it in? Because you said Japanese, Portuguese.
It's confusing. So Shogun is in Japan. And so most of the characters speak Japanese, but there's subtitles when they're speaking Japanese. There's Portuguese that are there. They're speaking English. But in the show, the Japanese characters are saying
that they're speaking Portuguese, but they're actually speaking English. But just gloss over that.
They just decided, they basically were just like, we're not going to tell the audience to have to worry about Portuguese, too. We'll make the Portuguese English speak English because they're all European anyway. That's basically what they did. So if that... while too, because I'm waiting for the Portuguese. I'm like, oh, I think I'm going with the dubs, Ebro. I think I was trying to like be like, nah, I want to hear the actors, but I think it'll be easier to follow if I'm just hearing them speak English. I think that will be easier. I'm not smart.
Is there a movie you've seen recently you don't know what the hell happened? We want to hear about it. Line two, Ron. Let's go to Ron on line two. Ron, what do you got? What did you see you don't understand? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I want to say congratulations to you and the new baby, first off.
Thank you, sir.
Second off, I was coming from Vegas last week. You know that flight? That's a flight.
Yep.
I watched the movie twice. I still have no clue what's going on in the movie.
Wait, which one?
All I saw was sand, more sand, and just more sand.
Oh, you talking about Dune, right?
Yeah, Dune, the sand movie, man, the sand movie.
So, yo, Ron called in and just let me know that I'm not alone. I appreciate you, bro.
You're not alone, man. Just
wait, Ron, Ron, make sure you have your radio on. We got John on line three. He says he can explain Dune.
Okay.
John.
Just keep it simple to the point, bro. John.
John, can you bust this down in some quick headlines? Because Dune, I'm lost, and I haven't seen part two yet.
All right. I'm going to try. So people might get mad at this explanation, but you know the Bible?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Timothy Chalamet is like Jesus.
Okay.
But they're all fighting over drugs, which is spice.
Wait, they're...
Because that controls the world.
Wait, they're fighting over spices?
Spice, which is like a drug that accelerates time travel.
Oh.
Spices that...
Wait, bro, you've really watched it and you don't even know that?
No, I didn't catch that. I knew they was fighting over something, but I didn't... Griff is like, yo, I didn't know that about the time travel part. I knew the spice was a drug, but...
Yeah, it makes you live longer.
All right. Have you seen part two?
I have. It's one of the best sci-fi movies of all time, in my opinion.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yo, John is nerd levels right here. He's nerding out.
I love it.
John, have you seen this movie, The Creator, from last year?
I have not seen that movie, no.
All right. I just tried to watch it last night. It's when Denzel Washington's son. I didn't finish it. It's pretty good, though. It was an Oscar nominee, too. So I was like, okay, maybe this is something. Because me and Jazz is looking at the show.
Dennis David Bellenview, he is an amazing director. He knocked it out of the park.
All right. Do you smoke a lot of weed when you watch Dune? Because you sound like you smoke a lot of weed.
I do not. I do not smoke weed.
You sound high as hell right now off whatever spice they sell in Dune.
He's high on nerd. He's just high on nerd, man.
He's high on his nerdisms. I appreciate you.
I've actually met Rosenberg and you, Ebro, in person. I've never met Laura Stiles yet, though.
Well, good to hear from you again, man.
And thanks for checking in.
All right, so Dune is the best sci-fi movie all time, according to John.
Wow, all right.
No, Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Dune 2, yeah.
All right, and Dune 1, if anybody's confused like me, they're fighting over a spice that can help you with time travel and live longer. Everybody just wants to call in about Dune. I didn't know this was such a big topic.
It's a huge move. Isn't it? It's huge, isn't it?
Let's go to Ace on line 4, Shiny Culture.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ace, good morning.
Good morning, Ace. I guess we're going to talk about Dune. I just wanted to talk about movies that you watched and you had no idea what was going on. How'd you feel about Dune,
that's
Ace?
That's facts. I hated it. five minutes into the movie, I fell asleep. I wake up. I try to put it back on. I fall asleep again.
Oh, my God.
Can I give a quick
I like this guy.
Yeah, go ahead, John. Do your thing, man.
Hey, it's a congratulations. I played myself because I love Rosenberg. I listen to him all day. You feel me? So, like, when he got married and whatnot, I finally get through to the Michael K. show. I'm like, hey, man, can I send you some songs? He's like, yeah, DM me on Instagram. Yeah, I look at it immediately. I send him the songs. What's it, like 4 months later?
Oh, man.
Would it not mean very much if I said,
how about try again right now? This time I really promise.
Congratulations.
No, can I say my YouTube?
Yeah, go ahead. Shout it out. Get some money, man. Get some money. Shout it out.
It's Kamikaze King Ace.
Kamikaze King Ace. Go check him out.
Kamikaze King Ace. All one.
All right.
Y'all will love it.
I'm looking you up.
It's very funny. It's like a parody.
All right, I'm looking you up right now, my G.
It's like a parody of Teach You How to Rob.
Okay. Rosenberg will critique your parody. He's a former parody maker himself.
Thank you for the call, bro.
He's still active as parody maker. He makes a Thanksgiving record every year.
That's right. Thanks, I'm active in these streets.
Let's go to we're talking movies that you watch that you don't understand what happened. Let's stay on Dune one more call. Destiny wants to explain Dune.
Hey, folks, it's Destiny, and I can explain Dune for you.
Hey, family.
Right. All right.
See y'all this morning.
Thank you.
Dune is just like any other Game of Thrones. They have an emperor at the top who wants to control the spice. He turns these two families against each other. Jessica predicts having a baby. She should have had a girl, but she had a boy. And that's who Timothy Chalamet is. And he's Muad'Dib, like the savior of all the people.
He's like
turn
the Messiah.
The kingdom around. Yes, that's why they call him the Messiah. And he turns the kingdom around and he steals all these spice worms from the High Emperor. That's why they wanted to kill off Oscar Isaac and Timothy Chalamet's family.
Got it.
And that's the premise of the movie. They end up controlling everything. Turning all the Iraqians and everybody against the High Emperor and controlling all the spice.
Wait, you
and
said Iraq?
Timothy Chalamet.
Iraqians? What do you mean Iraqians?
Not Iraqians. Arrakis is the planet. They're called Arrakis is the planet. Yeah.
Okay.
And the bad guys, you know, the boys in black who's walking around killing everybody who killed Oscar Isaac, they were actually following directives of the High Emperor because he wanted to maintain control of all the houses, which are called, those are like the royal families that control the
planet. Yeah,
the
different families. Right. I got it. Okay, I'm up now. I'm going to tap in on Dune 2.
I'm not.
I know. None of this sold it to me.
Well, Laura, it's too thoughtful for Laura. She'll fall asleep.
Hey.
No, it's not too thoughtful. Like, she can't think. Like, she doesn't want to.
Because y'all know Lovecraft was confusing, but I loved it. And I stayed. I couldn't explain it to people, but I was like, but it was just really good.
Well, there was never a dull moment in Lovecraft Country. This ain't like Lovecraft.
There you go.
Lovecraft was on another level of sci-fi, you know, but it also had...
It's fire.
It was fire, but, you know. Let's go to line six, Eric. Eric's on line six. He says he saw a movie, he didn't get it. Eric?
Guys, what's up, man? It's Eric from Brooklyn.
Hey, Eric, what movie did you see?
This movie called Mia Culpa on Netflix.
Right?
I'm like, what the heck is going on with that, man?
That's the new Tyler Perry with Kelly Rowland as the main, right?
Yeah. She's an attorney. There's an artist that's accused of murder. She winds up sleeping with the artist, and the whole plot is for her brother-in-law to become mayor. I'm like, come on, who wrote this?
Yeah, no.
And they found brain fragments and all of that stuff in the house. I'm like, what's going on?
So yeah, I guess. Well, so. My lady Jazz was watching. I walked in the room. I guess the show was taking an ill turn. She was like, this is dumb. This script is dumb. why is this even happening? So I guess at a certain point in the movie, it does take a turn that doesn't make sense.
I heard it was bad.
I'm a writer myself. I got Celador and all of that stuff out, but there's too many holes in that movie, man. Too many holes.
Oh, so you're hating on the movie because you say your stuff is more John Blaze.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Yo, thanks for calling, Eric.
Did he say too many hoes or too many holes?
I think he said holes, but we can go with holes.
That's not what you want. No, too many holes is not what you want. Line two left. I want to hear from Maria, who didn't understand the new J-Lo movie.
I was going to explain the J-Lo movie. The J-Lo movie is actually, the thing with the J-Lo movie that people are going to find hard to digest is it's a long music video / musical that's actually about her life that also has a bunch of metaphor woven into it. So it's like a musical original. It's not quite a movie. It's not a novella. It's not a music video. So it's in that way. But if you go
now, if you love J-Lo, you're going to love the movie, though. I really think if you're a big J-Lo fan, you will enjoy that she like shows you her life through music videos in the thing.
But there's definitely Broadway play musical-esque things that take place in it that you're like, okay, this is way over the top. But I think it's over the top.
A lot of jazz hands.
The jazz hands, a different level, okay? Let's go to line one. Frank.
Hello?
Frank, we got to talk about this movie, Tenet, man. It's been out for a few years. I've turned this movie on 5 times, not joking, and I turn it off every time because it's all over the place.
That's my gauge of how smart someone is, if they can understand it.
Do you understand it?
No, sir.
I love it. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate that.
He said, no, sir.
Yo, that would have been, if he had said, of course he did, like he would have been a bad guy. Instead, it was... Yeah, I'm not. I know I can't get through Tenet. I know it.
Yo, I've tried, and I'm like, yo, am I not high enough? Like, do I need to? Like, is there? Am I not? Have I lost my abilities to like follow chaotic, all over the place films? Because I used to be into them, and I just don't have it for Tenet.
Nah, I've heard Tenet's different. You need to get on a different wavelength altogether for Tenet.
Yo, 97 minutes commercial free. East Styles right now, and the Gurus. All right, next.
It ain't nobody getting doing like you, yeah, nah, nah. Ooh, I need anything cool in the coop like I got.
It's time for the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Where the gurus even meet.
That's right.
Shawnee, burn the sea.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
So many, Laura. So many reach out in need as we float on lily pads, all saying Let's all try to find that same calm today. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. This may take us to a new place we've never been before, guys. This is taking the Guru outside of relationships into just plain old surviving in this thing we call life.
Surviving in the wilderness?
Okay.
That's right.
The wilderness of life.
Here we go. Question. Mm-hmm. Can you ask the team if they recline their seats on airplanes? Mm-hmm. I reclined mine recently while on a trip back home to the U.S. from London. I do this because I get very airsick and I have vertigo. Mm. I do everything I can to prevent air sickness, which also includes needing to lean my head back a bit to ease the symptoms.
Sure, my mom has.
The man behind me rudely complained instead of just casually getting my attention, letting me know that he couldn't use his tray. So I lifted my seat back up. Once meal service was done, I reclined not even an inch. I decided to compromise and only recline a little bit so that when I slept, my head wouldn't keep falling. This man became irate. He proceeded to hit, punch, push, kick, and dig his feet into the back of my chair, as well as the top of my chair, even hitting my actual head a couple of times for the full 8-hour flight.
Wow.
He was so aggressive that I was scared to say anything, and no one did anything. He stopped any time a flight attendant would walk by, but then would start right back. The whole 8-hour flight. I didn't want a scene, so I didn't say anything. Plus, I was intimidated. At the end of the flight, when I stood up to get my things, I was expecting to see an obese man, since half an inch was such a big deal. He was as big as me. I'm 5'9", 140-pound woman. This was the pipsqueak physically assaulting me the whole time. The man never once made eye contact with me when the flight was over. I wish I could have stood up for myself, but I was with family members whom I just met a few years ago because I was adopted. I did not want to embarrass them.
Wow.
So what's the question?
Yeah, the question is what?
Do we lean our seats back?
Her initial question is, yes, do you recline seats back? Which I've seen recently on social media has become a much... It's like a really big topic.
It is a topic.
To recline or not to recline.
What? And the question is to lean or not to lean.
Whoa. Listen, I'm going to tell you, this is a declaration I'm going to make right now.
I think I'm going to line up with you here.
You want to play Fat Joe, lean back?
If a seat reclines, I'm reclining it.
Yep.
I mean, I feel you, but it is a little... I don't know. It's weird. Like, people don't want you leaning into their space.
If they design the seat to recline,
yeah, I'm reclining it too.
Mine.
Right. Now, listen, I will be a little like, you know, I'll take into consideration is during meals. Like, if they're serving meals, I'll prep my seat up so everybody can have. But once meal service is over, bro, lean back.
Yo, run
get
that fat,
here.
Yo.
Run that fat, Jizzy. Yeah.
And I will say this. Real quick, number one, Fat Jizzy is not a thing. Number two, I would just say,
come on, fam.
When I lean back, I do it slowly so the person doesn't feel disrespected.
Right.
I do know you can feel a way when that seat comes slamming back. Sometimes you're like, all right, fam, why are you doing it so fast? But if the seat reclines, it reclines. Yo. You're allowed to use it. I'm tired of this.
So then, but yo, then what happens?
In my days in economy,
the old days. Yeah, the old days. Bro.
I'm used to people leaning back, and I'm tall, so you're in my lap. Your head is basically nestled in my bosom when I'm in economy, right? When you lean back in them seats.
It's real.
But guess what? That's what economy is. Otherwise, pay more and get a different seat.
But although on some short flights, Ebro, even if you're in the quote-unquote first class... Short flights, they're basically economy adjacent. Yeah, it's not even really.
Yeah, it's extremely
so it's the same thing. They're going to listen. The person in front of me is leaning back on me. So I'm leaning it back on you. Everybody's got to lean back.
Lean back.
So I'm saying.
And you should definitely tell the flight attendant. I would have gone up and told the flight attendant.
That's the part that I was trying to get to.
No, how about
because
this?
Because we're not necessarily. You got to create somewhat of a solution because we're all saying, look, if they could recline, I'm going to recline. But in order to create. Not a hostile environment when you can't say nothing and there's a dude behind you kicking you. Then
you say to them, sir, do you have a problem with me reclining my seat? Make them say yes. So you can turn and say, well, then you probably shouldn't have got on this flight because these seats recline. You damn fool.
No, I don't know if you're helping either.
I'm not here to help. I paid my money. I'm not customer service.
She was intimidated. So well, to Laura's
in her scenario, okay, you fine. You didn't want to say anything. So boom, I'm saying something. I'm not customer service. Call 1-800. Get off my. Oh my god!
He's not a guru.
No, but he is right in this case. And you should have said something to someone right away. No one should be punching and kicking your seat all day.
Yes.
Yeah, you should have. I would have gone up and told the flight attendant, but like yes. Every time you walk by, he stops. You can ask anybody, but it continues to happen.
Yeah, you're not doing 8 hours getting kicked in the back. Like, man. You need help, professional help from somebody that works on the plane.
Yeah, she could have, but that wasn't her question. She knew she should have stuck up for herself. Her question was, do we recline? And you damn right, I recline.
Yeah, you recline.
All right, so just know, we're all about the lean back, okay? So if the seat reclines, you should be able to recline. But other than that, next time something like this happens, just speak to a flight attendant so you don't have to deal with them. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect.
connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles can put us on.
All right, guys. So Riri hit the stage in India. Look, she did. She performed. It was a full concert for a pre-wedding party for the son of Mukesh Ambani. He's apparently worth like $112 billion. Now, this is the same family that hired Beyonce to perform for their daughter's like birthday, I think. So this is a different kind of tax bracket, guys. Different kind of.
You know what I mean? Well, first, but you say Rihanna performed. And it was for someone, you knew it was a different type of tax break. And right. You knew she got a different type of bag.
So, look, the rumor is that she got $6 million. Some people are saying $8 million. Mm. But, bro. So, the only thing that was annoying that online when she was performing, she was dressed like she wore what it looks like traditional, like Indian, like a gown. Yeah. But it was like very plain. And she was barefoot. So people were just kind of coming for her, but I'm like, and then coming for her body. I'm like, she just had a kid back to back, bro. God. Like, I think people are so warped by seeing all these people who just have babies and go straight to getting like their body done. But I'm like, she looks great, guys. If you for having two kids back to back, she looks great.
I don't even know why this is getting airtime. To be honest with you, critiquing Rihanna's body while she performed at a private wedding for some gazillionaires in India while she was standing on stage barefoot having a time. Looked like she was having a great mommy night, too, by the way. She finally got out of the house.
She was having fun.
You know what I'm saying? She's been watching them kids so closely all by herself doing all the work. And then she finally got out the house and was able to go party.
Wait. Why do you know she's by herself doing all the work?
Right.
Well, you know, because she's a mom. Mom is tough. Her and Rocky by herself. Her
I'm
and Rocky
sure
figuring out how to share
a little help.
But she has a partner. B, she's a billionaire. I think they're. You think she's?
Oh, what'd you say?
Driving
she's
the kids to daycare.
She's not new to this.
I'm not
she's
saying
not getting
that.
Up in the middle of the night.
You specified all by herself. It was just so random. I don't know if I would describe it as that.
Moms are lifting the heavy load, even if they got a partner.
I mean, I'm
but
sure
not
she's
by
involved,
themselves.
But I'm also sure she has help, right, Rosenberg? Like, yeah, by themselves.
Yo, shout to the moms, man. I can't believe you guys are doing this, man.
Ebro's just making, he's had some weird angle he's working. Wait, are you saying Jazz is doing everything by herself right now?
I'm here. I'm on the front lines every
so
night.
So she's not alone.
Doing the shit.
She's not alone.
But, you know, I'm not going to get credit for it. You know what I'm saying? It's the moms just doing it alone. They do it all by themselves. You know that.
See, I told you there was an angle. Anyways, y'all shut up about Rihanna. She looked great. Yo, she performed at someone's wedding. What do they want? She didn't do enough for them. She needed to wear better shoes.
I can't even believe this is a discussion, bro. The fact that Rihanna performed should be the only discussion. And the fact that she's only willing to do it for private audiences should be the discussion. Because where's the tour at? Where's the music at? She's not giving it to us because she's a billionaire mom who sells drawers and sneakers and don't need your pennies to go do a damn concert.
How cool is it to hit the stage and walk away with $8 million? That's it.
I know, quick 8 to 10 mil in one night, and it's just like whatever you want to do. It's a vibe. Awesome. Try to hang out and party. Come on, man. That's dope. I thought it was dope when Jim Jones just showed up and did balling at my wedding, man.
Yeah,
this place really shut me down.
That was tight.
No, man, thank you, Ebro. It was tight.
That was
but this
tight.
Is different.
That was
this
tight.
Don't try to act like that.
No,
was
thanks,
fun.
Guys.
It was
thanks.
Fun, man.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
All right, that's your Flash and Lights report.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
Are you ready for the flash and lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
Checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Style.
Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.